Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water, vitamin water. Regular water. Vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.
It's time! You asked for it, and you got it. At BruceBuffer.com. Championship introductions at a special rate are now provided for all of you as a keepsake for life, like you are being introduced like a champion in the cage. Just go to BruceBuffer.com. Specials for championship introductions, weddings, birthdays, voicemail, and business recordings. I'm here for you if you need me. Check me out at BruceBuffer.com.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Las Vegas, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. It's No Holds Barred Radio, folks. Politics, COVID-19, President Trump, sex, drugs, rock and roll, UFC. You name it, we talk about it. Lots to talk about.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water. Vitamin water. Regular water. Vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.
Today, and I'm here with my co-host, my partner, TJ DeSantis. TJ, hope you had a great week. I'm going to go right into Sammy here. The beautiful, the wonderful, the sensual. We never know what she's going to say, but we're always interested in what she's going to talk about. It's Sammy Phillips. She's back, folks, and we're going to have a hell of a show today. First off, foremost, most important, how was Labor Day weekend for you guys? Did you have a great time? COVID safe? Enjoy family, friends? Starting with Sammy.
Oh, hey. Well, hi, guys. I've had a very laborious and fantastic Labor Day weekend. I had friends come spend the night, a bunch of girls, a bunch of goddesses, and they laid by the pool yesterday. We made all kinds of food. We watched movies and giggled last night, woke up, made breakfast. It's just been a goddess gathering, four of us.
Well, so then all I can say is, I had a wonderful weekend. I had a lot of fun. I fulfilled a lot of things I needed to fulfill. And where's the invite, Sammy? Jeez, I would have been over for the barbecue yesterday. I would have changed my plans. I'm just kidding. But anyway, all kidding aside.
Glad you know, you had fun. It's an open door policy for any buffer or DeSantis, just so you know.
There we go. I'll take it. TJ, you, family, how'd you do? Everybody good time?
Yeah, I mean, I had to work on Saturday night. UFC happened, so we did the post-fight show over on Fight Pass, so that was good. But other than that, a successful Labor Day weekend. I mean, COVID is cured. We don't have to worry about it anymore, at least in Southern California, because it got up to 119 degrees. So, I mean, heat kills this thing, right? No?
Exactly. And that's the people that believe that don't wear masks and, you know, get up close together when they don't know anybody. Hey, so obviously that mentality is still out there.
You know what I thought about? So trick-or-treating's coming up, right? I saw all the holiday candy out there.
There is no trick-or-treating.
Well, so a lot of people that will encourage their children to go out in public and do the whole trick-or-treating thing, they're also people that don't really enjoy or endorse people wearing masks in public. So what are they going to do? And you can't wear a mask, but you can go trick or treating. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. I saw that, you know, you see it on Instagram and stuff like that. When
that was a joke.
Ads.
No one laughed.
It wasn't funny.
Really? You mean the group of people that say you can't wear masks are now going to tell their kids they need to go out and wear masks? And
That's funny.
See?
Yeah, it's funny. No, it's funny. It's funny.
I was just reflecting when you said all of that, because I was thinking about this like Facebook war I had with a mother of a friend of mine. She's an anti-masker who lives where? Orange County. And then her little friends are anti-masking. So I just dropped some knowledge, some, you know, important medical articles and information just on how masks are necessary. And then they're like, well, you know, I've got a medical condition. I'm like, well, then if you're that sick, you shouldn't be in public. Like, if you can't wear a mask, then maybe you're too sick to be in public. So it's just this mask, anti-mask bullshit. It's overwhelming, guys. I'm sorry.
It's overwhelming when the president is mentioning to his opposing candidate who's running Biden and getting on his case for how he loves to wear a mask. I was kind of like, how can anybody get anybody's case for loving to wear a mask? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? If you don't want to take it off, then take it off. You know, I look on these Instagram sponsored ads for Halloween, as you mentioned, at TJ, and they have these such cool masks that are like Killer Clown and all these different things in the bottom. But you realize that you wear it one night, you can't wear it again. I'm not going to go out in public and wear the Killer Clown mask because I'm shopping around town, you know. But there's some great masks out there for Halloween. But for what? You can't answer the door. There's not supposed to be any trick-or-treaters. I'm not decorating my mom's house because I don't want anybody coming down or, you know, to her house and knocking on the door for candy. You know, strange times we live in, folks. Here we are back into COVID-19. Let's go through a couple things before I get into COVID stories, because you guys always jump on me when I get on COVID right away.
I mean, it's just something that we're talking about, and we've been talking about, what, for 6 months now, it feels like, so.
We're still going to keep talking because there's a few things to bring up here. But one thing that's really big, the fires are raging in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And the fire sparked the El Dorado fire in San Bernardino County, which has burned over 10,500 acres. And I do these gender reveal videos all the time for people that want to announce that they had a boy or they're going to have a girl, whatever. Unbelievable. A gender reveal party, they said, caused this. And it was caused by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used at the party on Saturday morning in El Dorado Ranch Park in Yucaipa, about 70 miles east of L.A.
Yep.
And that's what started this fire. Oh, my God.
Let me ask you something. The legalities of someone that accidentally starts a fire like that, are they responsible? Like, are they held civilly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, liable? They'll be fined. They'll be fined.
Destruction of property, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I'm not fully versed, but I would have to agree with TJ. There's got to be a fine involved. They even have a video.
Yeah.
That after the thing ignites, they see the family scrambling and grabbing water bottles, trying to douse the growing fire as it grows out of control.
Yeah. So I watched the news last night, and they said that it would be, quote, a life-changing fine.
Wow.
A life-changing fine?
Yeah. So, I mean, I assume it'll bankrupt these people.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about resources that are insane. Like, how much will it cost to put this fire out? Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands?
Maybe millions.
Oh, millions.
Maybe millions. Yeah, I don't know.
Millions.
Okay, so then what's the fine supposed to be? What's an appropriate fine? If you cost the state millions of dollars, what's an appropriate fine?
Millions.
I don't know.
But then there's loss of life, and then there's the loss of animals' lives, which... there is no sum of money for animals.
Right.
You cannot calculate their worth. We don't even know how many died.
Right. And also, too, it's going to affect the habitat for those animals to make a comeback for X amount of years as well.
Of course. Of course. You know, along with this horrific thing that happened with the fire, you know, which they're still working on, and this is the time of year for the next 2 months. This is when the fires happen. So I hope we don't experience any more, you know, pray. Labor Day spikes. That's what I'm hoping. Does not happen. I've been seeing nothing but videos of everybody close distancing, no masks, massive parties, massive this, massive that. In the next 2 weeks, those colored images on the state maps, on the United States map, are going to go red. I don't mean to be a pessimist. I hope they don't. I hope they don't. But people did not observe. I even have friends I know that invited me to do things, and I'm like, what are you doing? The answer is no. I had nice plans this weekend. I had a great weekend. I had a fun weekend. I was even riding my bike yesterday. I put a post on it, and just a few blocks away, I was hearing this really cool rock and roll music playing and everything. There's a garage band down here that was a really great band, and they were playing for the benefit of everybody. It was so nice to see the neighborhood outside on the streets, on the lawns, distance, wearing masks, enjoying an afternoon rock and roll party. You know, it's just times are changing, folks. We got to do what we got to do. But, and again, I don't want to be Mr. Bruce the pessimist. I'm Mr. Bruce the optimist. But let's go through a few COVID stories right now, which should make people think and think twice and think three times about what this is all about. First off, the new Batman movie, closed down. Closed down. Robert Pattinson has COVID. He's the star of the film. God knows how many millions of dollars that's going to cost every day that that production is closed down. The big story last week, when I say big story, it was a story. There's a lot of big stories out there. I'm not saying it takes precedent. But The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
His whole family.
Quarantined for 3, 4, 5 months. He said they had one guest over the house. One group of family member guest over the house who was infected with COVID, obviously, and infected the entire family of The Rock. He was quiet about it. They fought it for 3 or 4 weeks. His kids got a sore throat, his young children. He and his wife, he said, went through some forms of hell over those weeks. God knows what that was. Thank God he's fine. Thank God he's good. And then another situation, that just goes to show you, no matter how careful you are, things can happen. Okay. Then we have another situation where doctors say 1/3 of the Big Ten athletes who have contracted the COVID-19, they show signs of heart inflammation. We've already read about athletes, basketball and others, that have had to retire because of enlarged hearts. Okay. This is crazy, right? It gets crazier and crazier. And TJ, remember when we had Monty Cox on a few months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was only a handful of cases in Iowa.
Oh, Iowa's COVID. Exploded. My in-laws live there, and it's like ground zero now.
It's ground zero. It's one of the top three states in the country being infected with the high rates they're having.
Yep.
And in our sport, Paige Van Zandt, who's going through so many different things in her career, she sent out a heartfelt video. Her husband has COVID. She has all the COVID signs, feeling like total crap, horrible, but yet she's testing negative. But she has all the signs, and her husband has COVID. Wouldn't you venture to guess that she's probably got COVID, as I hope she doesn't, but wouldn't you guess that that's the case?
I mean, I still don't know how reliable some of these tests are. You know, I feel like the one that, you know, you had early on in the UFC run, Bruce, the sinus scrape, if you will. I mean, maybe because it's more unpleasant, but I tend to think that's a lot more reliable than just the swab in your nose. I don't know.
I agree. And Sammy, there was another story that came out, and something that I'll venture to you on. In this sexual world in which we live, we always live in everything else. And obviously people are quarantined, sequestered, being careful or not careful who they date or who they're seeing on dating apps or whatever. But, you know, doctors are coming out now and they're saying that if you're going to have sex, you should wear a mask and not even kiss with a stranger, somebody you're not familiar with. How does that hit you? You're dating somebody new. How do you know it's cool? You want to go in for the kiss?
Take
a chance?
No. First of all, I wouldn't date you unless I've pre-screened and pre-selected you, right?
Right. Yeah.
In these days and times, that would come with an STD test, a COVID test recent, within 48 hours, sir. And, you know, a temperature gun at the front door, sign your initials here, we're good to go.
Okay. That sounds very proper, non-romantic and everything else, but that's where we're at.
I remember when Buffer was talking about people asking their flings to sign NDAs. That seems more personal than an NDA almost.
I think flings should sign NDAs, roommates should sign NDAs, everyone should sign NDAs. Just saying. Meanwhile, I don't have anyone sign one, but I tell everyone else they should definitely be doing that.
I can't talk about it.
we live in a public world, man. There's like no secrets anymore. What with social media and everything else going on, it's however open you want to be in your life and whatever's best for you in your life. You know, there's so many things going on now with the election coming up.
Hang on. You don't get to. You're killing me, Buffer. I'm making funny jokes here every single second. They're just going over your head.
Maybe it's just we're not used to it.
Yeah, we're not used to the comedian TJ. I'm used to a few pearls that come out from time to time. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a real deep moment.
You're so drunk.
Whenever you speak.
Did anybody even notice the joke?
No.
Go ahead and repeat the joke for the second time.
We were talking about NDAs, and I said I can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
Okay.
I thought that was funny. But then.
All right. I'm just going to turn my microphone off. The show is yours.
No! Don't turn your microphone off. It's all good. We need to see the chrome dome. It's all good. All right. Couple of little tidbits of news here. Let me see if I was done with the COVID thing. I didn't mean to refer to it like that. But that's pretty much our update there on the COVID. Everybody knows what's going on. Let's hope for the best as far as after this weekend is concerned. A couple incidents happened here. I want to mention a passing. Sammy, I know, and TJ, you must know too. Are you familiar with Mike Sexton? The host of World Poker Tour, done a lot of work, a very poker legend that hosted a number of poker shows and everything. One of the most popular men in poker. He just passed away this weekend, and I want to send my condolences and sincere wishes to his family because Mike was a friend of mine in the poker world for years. He died at the age of 72. He's the one that created that term in poker, 5 minutes to learn and a lifetime to master. I don't know if you ever heard that term about poker, but he fought prostate cancer for 5 years, and he lost the battle.
Oh, that's terrible.
Very tough. Another thing that came out here, again, my sincere wishes go out to his family and loved ones. UFC Hall of Famer Randy Couture back in the news again. No, it's not a heart attack, but he and his girlfriend, Mindy Robinson were riding on what I consider one of the most dangerous things to ride, and I learned that as a young kid, the ATV vehicles, the three- and the four-wheel ATV vehicles. They're very accident-prone. Anyway, they had a serious accident in Arizona on Monday. Randy now has to undergo surgery.
Oh, no. Do we know the extent of his injuries?
No, the extent of injuries did not come out. They were on a private road on his ranch in Flagstaff, Arizona. She was a passenger when the incident occurred. And again, if you've never ridden an ATV or if you've ridden an ATV, you should or would have an understanding of how easily these things can happen. It's pretty crazy.
Do they even make three-wheel ATVs anymore? I think even some states may have gone as far to make them illegal. All right, Sam?
As they probably should, but no. Mm. I remember I crashed a four-wheeler one time, went head-on over a truck, you know, out in Palm Springs. I used to ride out in the desert there all the time.
Yeah. When you said they were riding one of the most dangerous things to ride, I thought you were talking about a horse, because those things terrify me.
I love riding horses.
Oh, God, yeah, they scare me.
You got to respect those powerful animals. You just definitely have to respect. Getting back to the and again, I hope Randy's okay. I hope his girlfriend's okay. Go ahead, Sammy.
Really quick. So Mindy and I used to be friendly.
Oh, you know Mindy?
Yes. From back in the day, interviewing her on red carpets and stuff. She did a bunch of B-movies and stuff before she got political. And we don't really see eye to eye. She's very much on the other side.
Okay, that explains it.
Put it this way. She has a blog called Red, White, and Fuck You.
Oh, that's classy.
Wait, that sounds exactly in line with Sammy.
Yeah, well, it's not on my side of fuck you.
Okay,
it's
got it. All right.
The wrong side of fuck me. And it's no, fuck you. Anyway, her Twitter says 1 hour ago, we had a little accident on the ranch. I fractured my transversal processor, so I can't move my lower back. And Randy broke his shoulder and four ribs.
Oh, shit.
It could have been worse, so I'm thankful. Thank you all for the thoughts and prayers.
Oh, man. Jesus, shoulder and four ribs, a broken shoulder. That is like one of the hardest things to come back from.
But hold on. What is a transversal processor and she cannot move her lower back?
I would venture to guess, do a quick search on it. Venture to guess has something to do with the spine and the movement of the spine. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah. Transversal processor?
Yeah. And then if anybody wants to follow her for the conservative types, you'll love her. On Twitter, she's I Heart, H-E-A-R-T, Mindy. And my politics are conservative. Yeah, she's crazy. But
I hear you.
You guys on the other side, you'll love Mindy. And I hope she feels better.
I hope she feels better, too. To answer your question, if you fractured a transverse process, there's two transverse processes that extend off each vertebrae in the spine, one on each side. It's where some muscles and ligaments, they have the back attached to the spine. Okay, they control the forward bending motion of the upper thigh and bodies. They attach to the transverse processors of the lumbar vertebrae and the 12th thoracic vertebrae. So basically what you're doing is, and that explains it, she's unable to move right now because of the fracture. So basically she has not a stabilized back, but she can't move. That's it.
Is that something that heals? Like, can we figure that out? Do we know if this is something she can come back for and restore mobility?
After healing time, you advise to gradually return to normal activities for 3 to 4 weeks. That's after 4 to 6 weeks to heal.
Wow.
Right? You need a back brace. You need an abdominal binder, which may be prescribed to reduce pain by limiting motion. She's in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it can cause internal bleeding
in
a whole bit.
That sounds something.
I didn't see this part of her tweet, of course. At the end, it says, it could have been worse. I'm so thankful. Thank you all for the thoughts and prayers with a prayer emoji. But then it says, hashtag redneck life.
Okay.
All right.
She's interesting to say the least, but I wish her all the best.
She's having a laugh at it, I think.
Yeah, she's having a laugh. Well, thank God she's got a healthy attitude. And it could have been worse. Yeah, you know how it could have been worse? Could have broke your neck and died. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, what I'll say, too, about something like that, being immobile for 4 to 6 weeks, there's a litany of issues that are going to stem from that as well.
Oh.
So not good.
Totally. No, you've got to stay on top of it. Just staying in bed for that long, just all the stuff you have to do. Not an easy road ahead. I wish Randy and her all the best, man. That's just not good.
That's tough.
Boy, 2020, what a friggin' year this is, huh?
No kidding.
Jeez.
Hey, it's almost over, kind of.
Well, somebody's having fun. You know, the World Series of Poker, we're all having fun to some extent, I hope. Again, great weekend. I'm happy. But the 2020 World Series of Poker, you know, was not played in person. They had to play it online.
Ooh, that changes everything too, right, Bruce?
How do you? I wanted to know. So when the dealer deals,
If you ever watch online poker, Sammy, it's a table. The screens are different. Everybody at the table is live from all over the world. The dealer just deals out the cards, and you just play.
The same thing, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same play, same everything, except you're not looking at the whites of their eyes.
Right. I mean,
so you're not making decisions based on, I can look at you, I can watch the way you breathe, watch the way you move, watch the way you put out your chips, and within an hour, I'm going to have a read on you.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't do that online.
Well, what I worry about, Bruce, is, so it sounds like there's a real dealer here. Am I hearing that correct?
No, it's an electronic dealer.
Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit, because I was thinking, if there's a real dealer in there giving people like camera views or something, I would just worry about the security of that as a player. You know, if the wrong signal gets sent to somebody but it's like, is it like a normal online app?
Yeah, it's a normal online app or going through a website or whatever. The only danger of anything is collusion between players.
Right.
But they monitor the servers. If two players are playing in the same room in the same tournament, they would know.
Right.
But if two players are, let's say, on Skype at each other and at the same table talking, they wouldn't know. But that's hard in tournaments because you don't know if you're going to wind up at the same table.
Right.
What, Sammy?
They would never know.
They would never know if they're in different locations and on Skype. They would never know. But remember, in a tournament, you're not guaranteed you're going to be at the same table. But in the event you are,
right,
or if you're a sit and go where there's only like 8 or 10 people at that tournament, two people could go in, be colluding on Skype. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And in the past, many years ago, they had an instance where people were looking at cars, and you know, they had that, those instances happen. But it's pretty safe. I believe it's safe to play online. It better be, because I do play online. It's collusion is the only thing I would worry about. But the World Series of Poker, the main event, was just won. And 5,800 people entered, 5,802. And a man named Stoyan Mandanshiev won first place and won $3.9 million, which is about half what the normal prize pool would be. But still quite an achievement online. He'll get his bracelet. He'll get everything. He just wasn't on TV and, you know, wasn't playing at the final table with me announcing him as they walked out.
I'm curious, Bruce, do you feel like the lower prize money is a sign of the economy, or is it because it doesn't have the pomp and circumstance that it normally would come World Series time?
Combination of the two, and a third variable that came in is because now it's online. So not many people are driven to sit there for 5 days online or whatever a case to play. I mean, this again, normally it attracts from past experience anywhere from 7,500 or more players. In this case, they had at least 30% or more less. So there's a few variables that could enter into that. The economy, absolutely. The COVID situation, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're talking a $10,000 entry. But these are pro players and people that win on $5 satellites online to win the entry fee.
Right, yeah. You know, personally, I will give you credit where credit is due. We talk all the time about poker being a sport or not being a sport. The idea of going through that process and sitting there all day, it's a lot more palatable for me if I'm doing it, you know, in my office, in my home, rather than being there. I think that would change things as well. If you're a player that feels like you can outlast your opposition and endurance is an issue, fatigue is not going to be as big of a factor if you're doing it online and you know you're, you know, laying in your bed or doing whatever you want to do at home, where, you know, if you're in person, you're stuck at that table sitting in a chair that may or may not be super comfortable.
Yeah, that's true. But also, too, when you're online, the tournament actually goes probably, I'm guessing, but I would say 30% faster.
But we're talking still multiple days still, right? Like it's not.
Listen, when I was live there for 5 days, it was getting to me. There is wear and tear. And that's why I said it becomes a sport. Most definitely, 12 hours a day. Sammy, handbags. Need to talk to you about handbags, okay?
East St. Laurent. For somebody?
Yeah, well, a shopper learned an expensive, get this, Sammy. A shopper learned an expensive lesson. She paid $19,000 for an alligator skin handbag by St. Laurent, okay? She bought it online at a boutique in France. At a cargo depot in Perth, right? So basically, she spent roughly $26,000 in the handbag. Okay, alligator products are allowed in the country, but their access is controlled over the Convention on International Trade. So she bought it. She went in. She had the handbag confiscated. She's not going to get it back, right?
Really?
So they've confiscated it. And there's also, in Australia, wildlife trade offenses can be punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $222,000 fine. So crazy, huh? Now, those don't handbags like Laurent, Yves Saint Laurent, Laurent, is that how I say it?
Yeah.
And
Birkin bags, there's so many big ones, Gucci.
Louis Vuitton, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I bought Louis Vuitton bags for my mom and for Kristen for Christmas one time. My mom never had a Louis Vuitton bag and neither did Kristen. So going back, so I wanted to make them all happy. But those bags have actually gone up in price, Sammy. I've looked at them. The people collect these things, right?
Yeah, some do. Well, you're asking me. I am an anti-bag girl, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, no. I will say that my bag, I happen to have it right here.
That looks gigantic.
No, it's really not. Look at it. It's very small compared to bags. Like, and it's just filled with receipts and shit. So this is a Gucci. It's a Gucci. See that Gucci?
Gotcha. Yeah,
it's Gucci.
Gucci.
And I've had this forever, and everyone compliments me on it. My ex-boyfriend, Roger, bought it for me probably like 15 years ago. So what's that say? I'm still carrying, well, I mean, I use different bags, but I'm back to using this one. But, you know, if you have a good bag, you'll use it forever and you don't need a ton of them. And I don't buy them to collect them, to sell them. I have them bought for me because they're so expensive. So I use them. And hey, put me on your Christmas list.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. You know, when I've gifted girlfriends and such, there's certain things that girls love to get. And my question to you is this. Is it better, and I've done both, is it better to go out and pick an item with a return receipt in the box, such as a handbag or a pair of shoes, which women love? Or is it better to invite the woman out? This gets back to our SNR show. To invite the woman out, in your opinion, to go shopping with her and buy it with her. Which would you prefer? Would you prefer the gift?
Let me tell you. Hold on. As a woman?
Yeah. Not as a man, Sammy. I want you to talk as a woman, okay?
Okay. Only as a woman. So if I were a woman that wanted stuff, I would have you buy it and go with you, because I could probably get you to buy more for me.
God, listen to this worker and LA mentality. I love
hold
it.
On. Oh, so it's in my best interest to go with you. For men out there listening, just buy the fucking bitch a bag with a receipt and have her return it if she doesn't like it. You won't spend any more. You won't spend any less, but you won't get roped into a whole fucking shopping spree and spending like $500 to $1,000 more than you ever thought you were going to. That's my advice to you guys.
And which one will you get luckier at?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Which one will you get a kiss for your efforts?
Oh, for you guys? Oh, she'll give you the ass if you take her shopping. And you buy like $1,000 more than you ever were going to. She'll give you the ass. She'll fucking suck your dick for an hour.
Oh, here we are. Okay.
I'm just saying, not every woman. I can't speak for all of us, but I know quite a few that would.
We just ended
Sammy
up in
Phillips,
the
Sammy Phillips,
the highly mature content section of YouTube this week, I think. So,
you know
thanks
what?
For that.
You can go bleep, 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 bleep.
No. We got to keep it real. But I think after at 1:30 in the afternoon, after listening to Sammy's last dissertation, she is driving me to open up.
Uh oh.
There we are, baby. There we are. Look how beautiful. Look how beautiful this is.
That's nice. Look at that.
Isn't it?
Look at that.
It's so gorgeous. The bottle weighs 5 pounds.
Dude.
Right? Yeah. It's the glass is made special, as I've told you before on the show, made special in France. Now, I'll give you some good news, folks. We are now in Texas, Florida, Wisconsin, California next week, Georgia, and in 100 stores in Kentucky right now. The first 5,000 cases have blown out. The next 5,000 cases have been answered for. And it, like I said last week, it's a big hit. It's a big hit. I'm so excited. It's really cool. And
that's
it
great.
Delicious.
Little golf clap right there.
I got
that's
cases
great.
Coming in, but this is my first bottle.
Is it open yet?
It's open. Look,
okay. Look at that. There you go.
You can see on the bottom. You can see where it's already half gone.
Can I say with that bottle, obviously you're going to want to consume the product, but that bottle looks like it's almost a nice little collector's item in itself.
It is. It is. The glass, again, especially made in France. It's very heavy. It stands out on the shelf beyond any bottle. The distributors told me in a big meeting I had with 200 of them out of Wisconsin the other week, or last week rather, that one of their key notes is one of the big distributors who's just moving case after case. He said, all I do is I walk in, I put the bottle on the table. I don't say a word. It speaks for itself. And then when they taste it, done. Right there.
Nice.
Quality. I'm tickled pink. I'm so tickled pink.
I'm very curious to see a review and see if it, tests higher, if you will, with connoisseurs than, say, proper 12.
As the, I have no problem saying that it will.
All right, there you go. That's good. Confidence.
No offense to proper 12. Proper 12
sure.
is a whiskey.
Sure.
No, it's a whiskey in its own right. And, and good for proper 12. Right. Good for Connor. I'm supportive of everything. This is bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Best bourbon on the market.
I just want to see what tests higher.
No problem. Let's put it out there.
Who's got better booze?
Well, he has bigger sales right now, but I'm starting a couple years later. So, all good. No, we'll talk about the critics. I'm very open and honest about everything, and I'm really not worried about a single thing. But there you go. Puncher's chance. All about the underdog. Sammy, underdogs. We're underdogs our whole life, right? Got to make it work.
Underdog.
Underdogs.
Oh, by the way, just to date me at 54, I mean, not to date me, but to put a date on me.
Yeah.
Remember Underdog? That was the best cartoon. I used to love Underdog.
I loved Underdog. Yeah, he was so cool. Yeah, so many great cartoons back then we grew up with. It was incredible. But that was then, and this is now. Another little story here. You're in Sardinia, Sam. You're on the beach. You want to take a few pounds of local sand. We did a story like this 2 years ago. A guy put 4 pounds of his sand in his luggage, right? And as a result, now he has been ordered to pay a fine of $1,200 for taking sand from the beach in Sardinia.
That's like the Brady Bunch when they take the talisman from the beach. Do you remember that episode of the Brady Bunch? They all go to like Hawaii, or they go to some place where you're not supposed to take the lava or something.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the Bradys takes a talisman back and they have this bad luck. And then, yeah, no? Okay.
Nope. Well, anyway, not just the fine, but also they face time in jail for removing the sand. They're pretty particular about their sand in Sardinia, so be careful, folks. We talk about surfing on the show because, you know, that's my favorite sport. I love surfing. I've been getting back into it lately and never going to stop, hopefully. The record for the biggest wave ever ridden was under 100 feet. There's a German, get this, a German surfer, of all things, a German surfer. There are no beaches in Germany where people surf, to my knowledge. But a German pro surfer rode a wave in Nazaré, Portugal. How tall do you think this wave was?
I don't even know.
115 feet.
How many stories is that?
Well, it looks bigger than a 12-story building the way I'm looking at it because I'm seeing the face break. But basically 10 feet is, what, the average height or whatever. So it's like a 12 to 15-story building, I would say.
Who's Sammy talking to?
Oh, come here, Megan. Megan and Vancey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, remember I told you I had, like, so my goddesses are about to leave, and I'm like, don't go. We're almost done. Come here. Come say hi.
Oh, say hi. Say hi.
This is Bruce and TJ. This is it's time. Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. You're heading out. That's okay. You're good. You're good, Sandy. No, tell us
you're
out.
You're definitely a buffer, that's for sure.
Okay.
We see you all the time. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you all. So you have a fun time with my crazy friend here.
Good things to say about you, so that's good.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. We're almost done. Yeah, don't go.
Okay.
I can't believe they're gonna leave me.
She'll be with you
in a second. We'll get her going.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, 115 feet, that's just staggering. That's crazy. I'll send the video of this. I can't show it on the show.
I mean, that's gotta be in the territory, Bruce, where if you make a mistake, it could kill you, no?
If you ride a 20-foot wave, if you ride a 10-foot wave, make a mistake. If you ride an 8-foot wave.
Okay, but I mean, like, if you bail and this thing comes on top of you, you're dead, right? No?
No, not necessarily. You know, you got to know how to fall. I mean, obviously, I've never ridden anything that big. But, I mean, these men are amazing. Men and women that ride these kind of waves are amazing. But you have to know how to hold your breath. You have to know how to be shut down and plunge down 20, 30 feet from the power of the wave down below where everything's black. God forbid your eardrum doesn't burst, so you don't know if you're upside, downside, upside down, whatever. I mean, yeah, anything can happen, and it has. People have died surfing. There's no question. So the answer to your question is, yeah, anything can happen.
All right.
That's an answer. All right, congratulations to Cam Newton. He's starting for the New England Patriots in Tom Brady's place. He's the number one quarterback now. We'll see how that turns out. And congratulations to Derek Ho. He's a buddy of mine. He's been the dancer on Dancing with the Stars for many years. But he won't be dancing. They are now bringing him in, and he is taking over the judging from Len Goodman. I don't know why Len Goodman left. Len was so enjoyable on the show, but he'll be returning to the show as a judge, joining Carrie Ann Inaba and Bruno Tonioli. I can never say his name. Tonioli. I'm sure I got to check that one too.
It's a good thing you don't have to say names or anything on a big stage or anything like that for a living.
Yeah, of course.
Hey.
But you know me, I want to get on Dancing with the Stars for years. I gave up on it a couple years ago.
When's it going to happen?
Last ACL.
It should happen.
Hey, if it happens, I'll do it.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Don't give up dreams, Buff. Don't do it.
Hey, I'm lucky to say that in many ways I'm living the dream, so I never give up the dream. You know, that Poncher's Chance is a dream. The cologne coming out is a dream. The energy product coming out is a dream. There's so many dreams taking place. But most of all,
the podcast is a dream.
The podcast is a dream. Being with Sammy is a dream. But the biggest dream of all
is a celebration.
No, let's not take away from what I say. The biggest dream of all for me was last Thursday when I was able to celebrate my mother's 92nd year anniversary. Excuse me, birthday. That was the biggest thing that happened to me in the last, I don't know when, to see that beautiful little mama of mine smiling, enjoying. The first thing she does when she comes into the house, and we were just the family and we had the distancing and everything. 92 years old, Sammy, she partied. First thing was a nice glass of Puncher's Chance, right? followed by, over the course of a couple hours, three glasses of white wine. We're all done. And she's like, open another bottle. Let's keep going. She partied till 12 o'clock that night. And you know what? There was no curfew for my mother at 92. You want to party? Let's party. Let's play till the cows go home.
She's,
you know,
Italian, isn't she?
She's Italian.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the tolerance for Italians just through the roof.
Yeah, but we're talking about a 4'11 little, you know, beautiful, classy woman.
A 4'11 Italian woman is like a 6 foot tall, 250 pound American.
Yeah.
Well, my mom, raising my brother Brian and I, and living with my dad, Joe Buffer, for all the years she did, for 57, 60 years they were together. Very tough woman. Very tough woman. That's all I can tell you. I'm one of the most beautiful, wonderful people in the world. Happy birthday, Mom. My best friend for life. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. So happy. Made all of us so happy.
That's
so
awesome.
I just have to share the personal story with you.
We had her on the show like a year ago. I think we called her about a year ago this time.
I know. I know. I don't want to surprise her right now. I think
No.
Actually, you know what she's doing right now? I think she's training with her trainer.
Really?
Yes. She trains 2 to 3 times a week. She's got biceps. It's just wonderful. I love it. Listen, whatever it takes to stay happy, stay strong, and stay healthy in this world, people, you got to do it. Because without your health, you have nothing. I don't care how much money you make, whatever. Health, friends, love, we all need this in our life.
Right, 100%. Hey, you're talking family a little bit. I saw your brother, Brian, post something on Facebook, which I thought was really cool. I mean, obviously, we talk a lot about collectible stuff here, but he had a collage that he put together with some Michael Jordan memorabilia. And right now, with The Last Dance on Netflix and whatnot, Jordan's bigger than ever. But it was a ticket stub that I think maybe you got him from the flu game that you and Michael were at in Utah. I don't remember what year that was, like 94, 93, something like that.
Yeah, right around there was game 5 in Utah when they won the flu game, when he won the championship.
Yeah, and then there was like an autographed insert or something, and then I think it might have been one of his basketball cards, maybe a rookie card. I don't know, but it looked pretty awesome.
Rookie card. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it's funny because Brian brought that up to me and showed me that, and I guess I do have a big heart because I got my brother, the greatest basketball player of all time's autograph in many minds, and in my mind too.
And he gave him the stub, right?
Pardon me?
Did you give him that ticket stub?
Yeah, I got him the ticket stub. Man. I got him all that stuff. And I honestly, now remember, in order to do that, I had to talk to Michael Jordan and have him sign it.
Right.
And I'm drawing a blank. I don't remember. But what I do remember is that I didn't get one for myself. What a nice guy I am. I went and got it for Brian. I didn't get one for myself. And now that memorabilia, that ticket, it's like through the roof, TJ, through the roof.
Well, to me, it sounds like if he lets it go, you're getting at least 50% cut, right? No?
No. No. That's what? Brian's. That's
but you
fine.
Gave it to him. You
fine.
Gave it to him, and you didn't take anything.
Hey, he does so much for me. Trust me, it's not a balance sheet. I never run my life on a balance sheet. Brian can keep that all he wants, but you know what? He's not going to sell it. That's not going anywhere.
I wouldn't. Honestly, that is something that is only going to go up. Like that will never plateau. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean that honestly, that is more interest generating than a savings account at this point.
Well, I told you the box that with the Magic Johnson rookie card that I sold for $4,200 some 5-7 years ago just went for $25,000.
Yeah, I don't.
How does that make
me feel?
I
don't know how you live with that.
I used to be able to buy Michael Jordan rookie cards all day long for $20.
But if you got to stop selling these things, because we talk about these things always, and it's like, yep, I had this, and now it's worth $3 billion.
Yeah, well, I do have a lot of other stuff, so it makes up for it. But yeah, you're right. Listen, I'll say it again. If you have something that's value, unless you need the money, don't sell it.
Right.
Understand if it's going to keep going up, don't sell it. You're throwing away a viable product.
See, I think so many people in this country have let things go because little by little, especially if they're married, little by little, you run out of space. For me, I haven't really sold anything, but I've thrown away so much stuff because, well, first off, I've moved way more than I want to. But as years go by, you know, we added a baby to the mix, and then, you know, we get a bigger house, we get a smaller house, so you collect things, and then you downsize, and it's just like, man, I don't even know what I have or what I don't anymore because I've purged so many times.
Yeah, it's nature of the beast, nature of the beast. But I recommend you hold on to these things when you get them. Switching gears here a little bit to the UFC, I see that TJ, Luis Pena and Tim Elliott tested positive were suspended for positive drug tests. Did you read this?
I think I heard about it, but I need to get familiar.
Actually, Actually, I don't think it's that serious a suspension because it involves cannabis. It says tested positive for cannabis, where Deron Wind was suspended for testing positive for amphetamines. Ooh. That's not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't get crazy. That might not be as bad as you think it might be. Like maybe
different types.
Or right. Maybe he takes a
like Sudafed or something.
Not
like
even that. Yeah, I mean, it could be that, but I'm thinking like maybe like a Adderall. Maybe he has like an attention deficit disorder and it's a prescription, something like that. Was this after his last fight? Because
Okay. After the last fight. Fight they took on short notice, if I'm reading this correctly.
From my understanding, something like that only stays in your system for about 2 or 3 days. But again, I'm not Jeff Nowitzki here. Don't quote me on that. But I'm surprised he would have tested positive for that.
Well, as usual, if you're fighting, you're tested. You never know when they're going to show up, and you gotta stay clean.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like something like that, like an amphetamine, if you test positive for that out of competition, you're fine. It's not something that's going to hurt you.
Right, and I understand that. But then again, I thought they were lightening up on the cannabis levels. This article does not give that much information.
No, it doesn't matter. Cannabis in competition, there's still a threshold.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. I didn't mean to say that. But yeah, I understand.
When did Deron Wynn fight last?
Don't know.
See, it seems odd to me that this news is coming out now. Because I don't remember his last fight. Maybe it was recent. Gerald Merchart on, March 7th. So this is from March 7th?
Yeah, this is from back then.
And we're just hearing about it now.
Elliott lost on May 30th. Pena lost on June 27th. Those are recent. Fairly recent.
But Deron Wynn was in March.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Kat.
What up? Don't know what to say.
Say hi to that cat.
Oh, Kitty. Oh, how beautiful. What a beautiful kitty.
What's the
name of that one?
He looks less than pleased.
He's not happy. He's like, let me go.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. Very.
Look how big he is. Look. Oh, my God. Look. He's massive.
Oh, he's a big Mauser.
And look, he has assless chaps on his back end.
There you go, cowboy kitty. What does he have? About 18 pounds?
He's 17. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Big cat. My cat was 24 pounds one time. Got to the point where it looked like a football with legs coming out of it.
That's like baby. That's here. Hold on.
All right. Well, listen, go ahead. Give us a shot.
See?
All the Mausers. How many do you have again?
4.
There you go.
Article you sent me about the crazy cat people and they fall into 4 categories.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you can't see her. She's backlit. Oh, there she is. Look how gorgeous.
Is that a calico or a tabby? That's a tabby.
She's like a little tiger.
That looks like a Siamese, a Lynx Point Siamese, to be honest with you.
There you go.
A little flea bite there. There you go.
No,
thanks.
Please. No fleas here. No fleas, please.
Oh, not man. Sammy. I think my dog has fleas. It's not good.
Oh, that's not good, TJ.
No. We just moved to a house that has a yard. All right. Our last house didn't have a yard. And now she's got all these little bites on her. So I don't know what's going on.
I have to pee.
Great.
We'll get through it.
Better.
We'll get through it.
No better time than to end before we really can't put this on YouTube.
All right. So let's talk about the UFC this weekend. There was a UFC fight night last week. Overeem reigned victorious, looking as good as ever in his long, long, long career. We've got the UFC fight night coming up this weekend. I will be in Vegas to announce this fight. The main event, Michelle Waterson, the karate hottie, against Angela Hill. Both of them in their first, if I'm not mistaken, main event fight. Females leading the night that night. I'm very excited about that. Other good fights on the card. Roxanne Modafferi again back for the 99th time in 6 months, fighting Andrea Lee. Ed Herman, Mike Rodriguez, Kyle Nelson, Billy Quarantillo. There's a lot of good, solid fights on this card. It's going to be a good night. And then I go back to Vegas the following week, which is going to be a very exciting show. And we leave the very next day for Abu Dhabi, back to Fight Island. I'm going to Fight Island. I'll be gone for 9 days. We'll leave that day, get there. I'll be quarantined for 2 days. But from Wednesday through Saturday, I will be able to enjoy Fight Island. And now that I have Fight Island down and things opening up a little bit, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have fun. I got to make this fun. I want to embrace it. Going to enjoy these trips the way we used to. obviously with distancing and masks and all that's in proper order, staying at the W Hotel, nothing but first-class treatment. So you didn't hear me say this last time. You're hearing me say this time, I am ready, willing, and ready to go to Fight Island.
You know, I remember last time you were showing me your in-hotel room workout routine.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll make the best of any situation, but don't hurt yourself doing bicep curls with the furniture, okay?
I won't hurt myself. I'm afraid of hurting the furniture. I'm surprised it didn't break anything.
Hey, you break something in the W Hotel in Abu Dhabi, you might be hurting your bank account. So don't hurt yourself, all right?
Yeah, that's true. I'll be very careful about that. But there's so many ways to work out, and you get very inventive. And I have to train. You know me. I have to train. So I'll get it going. Got to do that. If I don't train when I'm on the road, the road's going to be a lot harder. Okay. We won't ask Sammy about that, but you understand what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah.
You don't train. Got it, Sammy. No. Got it.
Yeah, no, this is all natural.
Hey, here we go. Up. Okay, here we go. The show's... Hold on, Sammy. Don't pull those down anymore. There we go. Sammy, looking good.
I don't work out. I'm 54. Look, these are my guns.
Nice.
No, but look, I have... That's okay.
That's okay.
I'm fucking old. Who cares?
You're 54, no, okay?
Nobody cares, dude. Honestly, if I were 18, I'd give a shit. I'm not, and I don't.
Yeah, if you're 18, you'd be going through your vein insecurity and all the other stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that sounds like a supremely confident woman.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that we can consider Sammy Phillips an extremely confident woman. There's no question.
Yeah.
Speaking of extremely confident and extreme, Sammy, tell us what's going on in your life. Tell us what's happening. We're going to sign off on the show.
Yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, great. Off. That's what's happening in your life? You're going
to
go
visit the boot? I've had to pee for like 10 minutes.
All right. Well, then give us the stuff.
Okay.
Not that stuff.
Stuff. Follow me. The Single Life on Twitter, Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram. And I didn't pan Trump once this show.
No. Are you going to now?
No. Well, he's a moron. He can do that all by himself. But I just realized. And on the Facebook, it's Sammy Phillips. And if you would like to debate masks with me, have at it. My page is public. Come on through. Come on.
I am so tired of seeing these fights that we see, these Karens and the others, and people getting into fist fights over masks. I mean, seriously, what a divided country we live in. This is horrible.
I know, it's fucking terrible. So, really, but terrible. I'm not out there protesting, but I can do my part on social media. So if anybody would like to argue with me, I'm more than happy to argue back.
And speaking of social media, when people comment on my, when I talk about safety and protocol or wishing everybody a wonderful, safe day, and, you know, they question my opinion on masks or whatever, you know, or my following the safety and protocol and what we all need to do to be part of the solution, not part of the problem in this country, I have one answer. I don't answer. You know what I do? Block.
Yeah.
Block.
Oh, yeah. No, I've unfriended.
Bye-bye.
I only block the total fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I unfriend a bunch of people that I find out are like secret QAnon people or actually public QAnon people or publicly all Dems and libtards are satanic child kidnapping, worshiping, by then that one, he's got to be blocked. Like, that crazy ridiculousness can't even exist in my world. But if it's just somebody who's misguided and I know like their child or something, I'll just unfollow them so I don't have to see their fucking posts. But if it's somebody dangerous, I just block them. I don't want to see their shit.
I think you made your point very clearly. Let me share something with you that's along that line. This is Bob. You see Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit. What happened to Bob?
Bob. So, Bob, if you'll allow me 1 second so I can get back to where I was. Today is what? Today is September the 8th, correct?
Can I piss all over Bob?
Jesus, Sammy. God. Okay.
She's really got to go to the bathroom.
Are you ready? Here it is. People seldom improve when they have no other model but themselves to copy after. That's the saying for the day. You like that? Now, if you don't listen to the saying, you wind up looking like Bob. That's Bob.
Whoa!
Don't be Bob.
Don't be Bob. All right? Don't be Bob. There you go. All right, TJ, go ahead, because we got a girl that's got to go somewhere.
Follow me online, Twitter, everywhere, at TJ DeSantis. Watch Extra Rounds Wednesdays on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page, and then pretty much after every fight card. You'll find me and Dean Thomas breaking it down. Last week, we had Ray Longo. You can get the archive now, UFC Fight Pass Facebook page.
Awesome. And thank you, Sammy. Thank you, TJ. Sammy, I love you, honey. Thank you so much. TJ, I like you a lot. I love you too, TJ. All kidding.
You guys are great.
Like a brother. Buffer,
I love you. Sam, you're awesome.
I don't think you're ever going to get it, Sammy. What I remember happened? You got it once or twice, but I don't think you're ever going to get it.
Never going to get it.
Can I take a show picture frowning?
Never going to get it.
Oh, did we take our picture? Let's take our picture. But at the same time, too, I want to tell everybody, I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. I hope everybody is safe and sane in this COVID-19 Twilight Zone environment in which we live. Practice safety. Practice protocol. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Congratulations to Puncher's Chance. If you get it, write us about it. Let us know about it. All I can tell you, it's amazing, and I'm very excited. Be more to come. Follow me on Instagram, at BruceBufferUFC. I'll give you updates on that, some other very exciting things that are happening, very, very exciting announcements coming up. And on Twitter, it's at BruceBuffer. And with that, I will see you from the Octagon on Saturday. I wish everybody an amazing week. Sammy's ready to blow, so let me get this out. Everybody, set your goals, write them down, learn about them, be the best you can be. So when you set on the path to achieve your goals, you do the best you can do. And that means you're winning, whether you're number one, number two, number three, be the best you can be, because that means you're winning. And that's what we're all about on It's Time Radio. With that being said, I wish everybody an amazing week. We'll be back next week with a great guest, possibly even better than Sammy. I don't know how that's possible. Sammy, just joking. Love you. Go to the little girl's room. Bye. See
you. Wait, take a photo.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have to sign off the air.
I have to sign off the air first. Yeah.
Bye.
Now, as you interrupt my sign off.
All right,
it's time to sign off, everybody. Have a great week. I'm laughing. I'm happy. I had a fun weekend. I'm looking forward to another fun weekend. Live life. Love life. Enjoy life. Love to you all, everybody. And you know what? Buffer's out.
Xfinity XFi is more than just fast. It's internet that gives you peace of mind security. Because if it's connected, it's protected. Yeah, even your robot vacuum. Can your internet do that? Learn more at Xfinity.com/XFi.
This is the sound of regular water droplets. This is the sound of vitamin water droplets. Regular water. Vitamin water. Regular water. Vitamin water.
Hey, come on now.
Vitamin water. It has vitamins, but also parties. Copyright 2020, Glasso.